definition, can the ones who call themselves Semites now be even related or associated? If you go back in history, there is no way they could be who they say they are. And to be anti-something says that you are against them. Well, the facts are that I come from the line that would be called Shem.
You come from a line that would be called Shem?
Yes, because I come from the line from which you come. So I cannot be called anti-Semite. That means I'm against myself.
Well, in effect, we all are of that lineage then.
Well, except your adversary. And no, they do not come from that line. But I'm not going to go into that I wanted to use as an example, because that is more often what we are hit with, especially when we come onto a radio program. Well, you are a bigot and an anti-Semite, and this is a thrust of the adversary against any speakers who bring any kind of truth to you. Let's shut him up right now, because he's going to give us away. And yet the ones calling are the speakers. Now, Bob is a little better informed. He knows what he's talking about, and he's attacking. And that should tell your reading and listening audience more than any one thing. When they make a direct assault against a particular subject like the photons, know that he has just given you your confirmation that exactly what I'm saying is true. Right on. This is their approach. Ridicule, denial, and make it look laughable. That is your confirmation that what I'm telling you is true. He knows it's true, and he's got a mission to try to keep that word from getting out to you. Because the next thing is always, somebody needs to protect your listeners. They're not capable of handling this kind of information on their own and sorting it, so I'm going to sort it for them, and I'm going to tell them that you are a ridiculous farce.
And so that would take care of Bob, the speaker that we heard earlier.
Well, yes, he's...
About to get back up on our commercial obligations again, and so let me pause right here, and we will go then to the phones. And Lynn, Bernadette, Elizabeth, Gary, Ron, not necessarily in that order. We'll be right with you. Commander Hatton, it is my pleasure to have the commander back with us again, and let us go straight to the phones. We have a full board of calls, and we will try to move quickly through these to allow as many questions as possible. And Lynn, you are on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, ma'am. I got a comment and a question. I don't understand your light force, because it's not in my Bible. That's why I want to ask you this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ came to earth as human form?
Jesus and Christ are two different meanings. Jesus is a name given to Isu Emmanuel, the energy form representing the Christness, which is a state of being, of perfection, if you will. And I don't think I understand your question beyond that.
Thank you.
Okay. And let's see. We will go next to Elizabeth. You're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Hi, Commander Hatton and Sam. I have two comments to make, and then I have a question. My husband was traveling home Saturday night from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he went through, I can't remember the state he said, but anyway, he was traveling down the freeway going about 90 miles an hour, and he said there was a royal blue color like that went across the highway and across the lights. And the lights, instead of being yellow, they were royal blue. They were a light blue. And he said this went on. He said he shook his head and closed his eyes, and he thought he was going nuts. And he just happened for like 3 or 4 minutes down the freeway, out in the middle of nowhere. So I don't know what that means. Maybe you can comment on that. And then the other thing... last time that you were on, you spoke about all the seismographic scientists in California leading all the universities. Well, yesterday he spoke with a professor from one of the universities in California, and he asked her if all of the scientists had left all of the universities in California. California, and she said absolutely. And she sold her home after the last earthquake and moved to, is in the process of moving to Idaho. So I thought that was very interesting. My question, what could you tell us about the earthquakes that are supposed to hit Salt Lake? I've had 9 dreams about them, and they're pretty devastating. The other thing is, could you comment on the Amorican and the Kuwaiti situation right now?
Go back. Just before the Kuwaitis, what was the term?
The Amorricans, there's the Pleiadians and the Amorricans. Are you familiar with the Amorricans?
Well, I believe that we're talking about the same thing if we refer to them as Anunnaki or Nephilims. I'm not familiar with the term.
With the Amorricans?
Not the term as such.
The Cretans or the Pleiadians?
Well, I think we're talking about the same thing. We're getting into, once again, the problem of language.
Okay. My main concern is the earthquake in Los Angeles when it's going to happen, and the one in Salt Lake.
My sector, for full attention, is focused on the West Coast because this is where the most damage, in every sense of your societal situation, will be focused. You can know that they have been easing up and really honing a fault line that will run all the way through Nevada and on into Salt Lake. When the earthquakes began out in the western part, on the coastal areas, or in the desert of Mojave, those pulses continued to be beamed, and those particular seismic activities were felt strongly as far away as Salt Lake, basically in triangulation all the way to Phoenix. So you have a situation where you can't have just an epicenter anymore. They are working from little vortexes, but basically pulsing a whole beam network. And you're going to find, well, if you could see what's going on from afar, from a distance, you can see the energy patterns, and they are meshing with this grid system that we were talking about earlier. It is a massive system. And, of course, it is a wireless system. So you're getting right back into your Nikola Tesla material from the early part of your century. This has gone on and has been perfected. It has just not been made available to you, the people, as has practically nothing else, because you are being trained, if you will, into enslavement to serve or to service the elite or the adversary that would have your planet. Now, as far as the lights are concerned that you spoke of earlier, I won't comment about going 90 miles an hour because I don't think that the police would like that very much. And so we will swear that he did not go 90, okay?
Mm-hmm. We will swear that he did not go 90.
My husband?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. But could you tell us, is there a time frame of when the earthquake in Los Angeles or Salt Lake would be?
Well, we just passed it. The 28th was given as the deadline date to pull off the San Andreas. But you see, you have a shuttle now in the air, and you're capitulating once again with the adversary. And so it's sitting on hold. They are still pulsing it. It is still like jello. And it is still set to go off. Whether or not they would pull in Salt Lake at the same time gets to be questionable, because some of the major players have a great central base, if you will, in Salt Lake. Your presidential advisor, Mr. Scowcroft, is... his central focus, it doesn't matter where he lives, his identification is relative to Salt Lake. And and he is manipulated and totally controlled by Henry Kissinger, who was in his position prior to his resignation after the China affair. But you have so much intrigue going on, and there are so many massive records and facilities into the mountains, if you will, and underground in those mountains around Salt Lake. And yet it is intended that those rifts will occur and reflood that old basin or that old sea at some point. You have a situation now where it's attached to political strings. The puppet masters can manipulate those things. And when it gets to the point where I cannot see how it can physically hold together much longer, then they ease up just a little bit. And you see, they're not activating the faults themselves. They are activating near the fault, which sort of liquefies the ground, and I don't know how you can get valid information. They are not allowed to give it out. It comes out, leaked out usually. But you'll find this going on in Salt Lake also.
Hey, one question I have. My husband was scheduled to go to Los Angeles next week for a week. He has a job to do in Los Angeles, and I don't want him to go. I feel that that earthquake is too close.
You're going to have to listen to your inner guidance.
Okay.
Because this is the only way you're going to pick it up. We have found, and when there is something we really, really don't want to come off, we start really spilling the beans on them. Otherwise, this is another mark of prophets on the earth and misinformers. They would usually give you an exact time when something is to happen. That is something I will not do as long as there is any possibility of alteration of that. And with political arenas, there is probable alteration of everything.
Elizabeth, I'd like to go back to one point you made right at the beginning just to underscore the importance of this, and this has to do with the flight of the scientists and the professors from the universities.
Yes.
Now, this was mentioned in the last couple of Liberators as corroboration of the fact that there is knowledge on this terrestrial plane. Could you just one more time highlight that so that those who weren't quite paying attention will hear?
Okay. I had told my husband while he was gone that all the scientists that I'd heard on your show, the last show you had, Sam, that Hatton said that all the seismographic scientists have left all the universities in California. And so I told my husband that I didn't want him to go to Los Angeles because I felt that it was dangerous. And so when he came home, he coincidentally bumped into a professor who had stopped here in Salt Lake at a motel, and he started talking to her, and she found out that she was from California, and it was a professor, and he asked her if that was true, that all the seismographic scientists have left all of the universities in California and have fled, you know, their state. And she said, absolutely. She said, that's true. And she said she herself had sold her home from the last earthquake. It had done some damage to her home. And she was still able to sell her home and get only the investment, the equity out of it, and not really what the house was worth. But because of the danger, she moved to Idaho. So, yes, she validated that. That is correct. So, you know, my husband kind of, when I told him that, he thought I was just worrying too much. But then after he spoke to this professor and she validated to him that it was true, then, you know, he has a lot of concern about going there.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I wanted to just highlight that because I thought that was an important point.
Thanks, so too.
Thank you. You have something else. If she's still listening, I know that she's off, but if there is a document that was sent as confirmation right out of Caltech and the seismographic team, and you will find that there have been thousands of earthquakes. They are required to announce them if they are five or above. There are thousands that they have not announced. I have the documents that go out.
There are just incredible numbers of smaller earthquakes than below five.
Yes.
And on the Richter scale.
Yes.
Okay, let's go next to Jim. Hi, Jim, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Greetings, Commander.
Thank you.
I have a confirmation that I'd like to bring forth that was given to me on Saturday at the Bogue Rights Rally that we held at the Capitol here in Salt Lake City. You had mentioned that any time that people got close to doing any cure on AIDS, they were going to be shut down. Well, a dear friend of mine, who I won't mention on the air, related to me that she had been working with a group of doctors here in Salt Lake on a cure for AIDS, and that they had successfully treated five patients and completely reversed the effects of the HIV. They approached the FDA, and they were told that they better not proceed or they would be shut down.
Yes.
So I am convinced in my mind that the powers that be don't want us to have a cure for AIDS. Now, the second thing I had, Commander, was a question. We got some information back to us, and I don't know if you've seen this information, but this was a scenario that was brought forth by a gentleman named Mike Younger at a UFO convention on July 4th, and this regarded a possible scenario that the government would try to spring on us beginning in August, and the operation is called Hot August Night. This was a plan to foment racial violence in our cities by bringing in operatives that would pose as police officers who would begin to shoot minorities, which would escalate in riots and culminate in FEMA control and also bringing in United Nations troops. Would you care to comment on that scenario?
As a matter of fact, we ran a duplicate of that particular cover page that was asked to be dispersed.
Okay.
I did that because the basic plan follows along with the basic manifesto of world or national takeover. FEMA has been in 100% control of your nation for approximately a week now. That should absolutely make you shake. They have been closing down various and sundry areas in California, the busiest place probably in the world for emergency needs. They had the 911 emergency number off the air, I mean out of service, in about four of the counties surrounding Los Angeles County for approximately 12 hours. And ones in this area completely unable to call outside the area. This is for testing of the control systems. FEMA is already in control. Riots probably will be started. Unfortunately, this is the month that they come down heavy on the population. It's the hottest, you know, it's moving into the hottest time, basically, of your year, August and early September, especially in Southern California, and they want to make an issue of Los Angeles, probably Washington, D.C., and New York. So, yes, there is validity in that document. However, be very cautious. That document is full of disinformation. That there is a lot of validity, and I would hope that Sam would at some point have one on the air for an interview, either with myself or him alone, by the name of Ray Rinnick, who has had past encounters, for instance, with Commander Greitz and other ones who are trying to get information to you and has done the most comprehensive workup of what you call the San Luis Obispo connection.
Yes, that series of articles in the Liberator the last few weeks is just awesome in the content and implications.
Well, it gets right down to being very serious, and you're going to find a large Nazi connection. However, in the article that you are speaking of, if you're speaking of the one-page document, I would, and the Younger or the Michael material that was given at the UFO conference, you have a heavier thrust into the Nazi element than should be.
Okay. I kind of thought there was a little bit too much emphasis on Nazi. And the other thing that gave it away was the sentence at the end when they talk about a real invasion of aliens around the year 2000. As we know, as you said many times, Commander, that the real enemy that we have, that we face, is right here on Earth, on this elite bunch of conspirators. I'd like to make one more comment, Commander. I've been following your material for about a year and a half, and I know a lot of people out there listening are probably very skeptical, as was I when I first picked up this material.
Jim, could I hold you right there? Please hold your thought. I do have to take a break right here for the Dow Jones, which is the typical format of the station. So please hold your thought right there, and we'll come back to you right after the Dow Jones.
Okay.
I'm very pleased that on the line is Commander Hatton. And, Jim, I'm sorry we had to jump out on you like that, but would you like to continue with your thoughts?
Yes, thanks, Sam. I was just going to make the comment that after studying this material for about a year and a half, I've come to the conclusion that the Commander Hatton is exactly who he says he is. And if anyone out there is listening, we have formed a networking group in Salt Lake, and also a group is formed down in Utah County. If they would like information about joining our group, either as a participant or even to investigate, they can call a 1-800 number. I'll give the number. It's 1-800-869-1229. That's 1-800-869-1229.
And that is a local number, and it is a, let's see, you have, I understand, a group in Salt Lake as well as down in Utah County. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And we have regular meetings. We have a lending library. And many of the materials, both the present ones and also some of the past liberators and the journals, would be available to those people.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate your call.
Sam?
Thank you. And let us move along next to Bernadette. Bernadette, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yeah, I just accidentally happened to catch your program. First I want to clear something, if I may speak. I want to make some comments.
Okay.
Okay, I've been involved with the appearances of Mary at Medjugorje, Yugoslavia, and also in this country. And she is not a ghost, a glorified body, and it is not Catholic. It is to anyone, everyone, and to pray to God in their own way. This is what we have received. That this is a synthetic counterfeit world. It is breaking up. We had a chance 11 years ago to go to repentance, prayer, fasting, and conversion from this counterfeit world. We did not do it. So the warning of the war in Yugoslavia has come. Each one of the six engineers has been received 10 different secrets for this world. And it is in the process. We've been warned here she will not appear again on this earth. And that now the dark time is starting, but we are not afraid and we are not cheap, because we know that we are okay, that we're going to be all right, because she's told us what to do. And we've been preparing for this. And so it doesn't matter. One of the visionaries come out, and we know that one third of the earth will be completely devastated, because there will be a divine intervention. And man, whose breath is in his nostrils, you have had, she said, the chance. These things do not need to come upon you. You are your own Satan. And this is what is behind this.
I see.
And I have to say this. We've had many proofs, and I have within myself, and the things that are going in Yugoslavia right now, we've been warned, but we know what to do. It was prayer, fasting, and conversion. And it says to the one God, and he isn't a force, and believe me, there are many different levels, and each person is accountable for their own errors or their sins. We're far more than what we could ever imagine.
Okay, Bernadette, could we ask the commander to comment on what you said?
Yes. Let us all remember that when God expresses, the expression will come in an acceptable form. And in these days, it will usually be in a holographic form. And the mother that she speaks of, or the one that you call the Mother Mary, is not necessarily an energy form of...
We're saying you're intellectual, and it doesn't matter about your earthquake. This world is going. It's a synthetic world you have created. AIDS is created by man. All disease is created by man. All your garbage intellectually. You think that you're going to save your soul. It's not the body, it's the soul.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Right now, because such a thing is coming on this earth you would not believe. Do not say to people, they cannot save themselves. Only God. And I mean, there is false gods numerous in this world. False gods.
Okay, Bernadette.
Even in organized religions, even within Catholicism, in every area. And let me tell you, the more complicated and scientific that you are, the further away from this truth that you are. And repent.
Bernadette, we're going to leave.
And I mean, go back to the scriptures.
Okay, Bernadette.
Precious.
Would you have any...
You are just repeating exactly what we have been saying, with one or two exceptions. God will not, quote, intervene. He will not intervene. Man will be allowed to play out his scenario, because that is the cosmic law. That is the universal law of God. There will not be interference unless you do something on the planet that is now manifest that impacts the universe as a whole, because every thought actually does impact the universe, but in a negative way that destroys soul energy. So I'm not going to go into that. I'm telling you that when these visions or apparitions appear of Mary in a rather accepted, picturesque form, that is because it is coming to ones who envision this energy form of the mother. This is the mother image. It would be the representative in human format of your mother nature, or your mother feminine aspect of God, self. I don't know how to explain it. It is not, as she said, a Catholic symbol. Although the Holy Catholic Church of Rome, or the Holy Church of Rome, utilized that symbol and called it the Mother of Jesus. Well, it is the mother representative form, mother, to all. And that has become the accepted vision, if you will, of the human to recognize. So that's what the symbol means. And as far as God punishing the earth, you have to remember that in the end, the adversary consumes himself. He does himself in. So anything physical that will come upon the earth will come as a physical manifestation from the physical being, because God needs none of that nonsense. And he has sent his host, which I command, if you will, to lift his people off, to get you into security and back into the realms of God, so that your soul is not damaged. If that is disagreeable with your free choice, then you will be left in the mess. Nobody goes against their own will. That's a very, very important point to remember. We don't snatch bodies. We don't snatch anybody. But we will be there to get God's people off the place when the time is appropriate.
And that time is not appropriate now, and probably won't be for quite some time, I guess.
Right. You have quite a few of the prophecies. You're either going to awaken as a world and change the end scenario through your own creation abilities. She says, you save yourself. But if you are informed and you know what in the world you're talking about, you have the ability and the capability of that creation power from your God reflection or your God beingness to change whatever is to come hereafter. But you probably will not, as a species or a civilization, do it, is the problem. You have a tendency to move right along with the projections as thrust upon you. Now, a lot of those prophecies are very valid. Many of them have been tampered with. The ones that are very valid are the ones they didn't understand well enough to ruin and project in a different controlling manner upon you people. You don't have to finish this the way the book says, but probably you will do so simply because it's fixed in your mind. It's like going to the fortune teller and you really truly believe that fortune teller, and she says, well, next Thursday you're going to be killed by Chevrolet. Well, next Thursday you're going to look until you find a Chevrolet, even if you have to get out of the way of two or three Fords. So it is a thought coalescence, and when the masses are expecting something, you cause it to happen.
We do have to take a break right here, Commander, and we will be right back.
Would it be imposing on you to ask you to hold over and do one more hour?
No, let's just every opportunity we have.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I will put you on hold, and we have to do the news, and this will go right up to the end of this hour now, and so we have about 6 minutes before we're back again, okay?
Very good.
All right, thank you very much.
I'll take a little bit of a break here and let my scribe rest a minute.
We're number three now with Commander Hatton on the line, and up front, Bill Scheinman producing, and the board is full of calls. We are moving as rapidly as we can. John, Mike, Luann, Gary, Ron, hope you're hanging in there. Not necessarily in that order, but we will get to you as quickly as we can. Again, I would like to introduce Commander Hatton. Greetings and welcome, Commander.
Thank you.
And I would like to once again ask you if you speak for the holy white light of a one-source creator for the highest and best good of all mankind.
Yes, I come in service to Divine Source.
Thank you. We have been taking many, many calls, and so let us go straight to the phones. And on the Utah County line, we have Gary. You're on KTOC, Gary, with Commander Hatton. Hi, Gary. Sorry, Gary, couldn't wait. And on the Weber Davis line, here is Ron. You're on K-Talk, Ron.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Commander, what happens when we die? Is there such a place as a heaven or a hell? And I'd also like to ask what galaxy or where he came from.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
I'd like to know where he originated.
All right.
Well, I, like you, originate with the Source. And my experience just prior to taking this command and where ones of my ground crew trained was in Pleiades, and actually on a planet that is referred to as Hatton. That was a form of identification for myself as troops, if you will, were assembled for this particular mission. Heaven and hell. Obviously, there are heavenly realms, cosmic placements in the universal order in which are manifested forms, some having environments already established for the furtherance of life form. As you move into the higher dimensions of soul expression, you will find that the higher the energy form of soul expression, the more that energy will have learned his lessons, and you will not be plagued, if you will, with the negative aspect. There will be one thing, well, if you are no longer experiencing choices, then what kind of an existence could you have? Well, it's a fine existence, number one. The choices don't become a problem. You have learned your lessons. It's like sticking your hand in the fire. You'd learn eventually not to do that in a very physical format. Therefore, planets such as Earth, or that you would call second, third dimension of experience, are your schoolrooms. where you are presented with negative and positive and the perception of good and bad, right and wrong. And you function solely on the basis of a coalesced form built from your DNA blueprint that becomes manifested density. And you are given conscious mind with which to function. And that is usually programmed by the subconscious mind, which is sort of the go-between between this very high consciousness and your consciousness. The very high or super consciousness is a level beyond a subconscious experience where you simply know the nature of universal beingness. And that comes into play as you get into the higher dimensions. Hell itself is absolutely defined as, and there is a place, and it can be anything that you perceive it to be, but what it actually is the absence of light or knowingness. It is the absence of God. Now, will God ever leave you in a place of hell? Yes, indeed. I, you know, this usually shocks everybody. There is no real hell. There is no real evil. Well, yes, there is evil. There may not be good or bad, but there most certainly is evil. For defined, evil is that act or intentional focus that pulls a soul away from its travels back to its holy light source. So there is evil, and evil at this time is very alive and well on planet Earth. As a matter of fact, even in your projections, your philosophical projections in your biblical context, you have been told that there would be a time before the ending of the cycle where evil would be in total control of your globe, of your planet. And I believe that you will note you're just about there.
We have to be very close.
You are very, very close. Now, as far as hell, once God removes his people, if the planet is still intact, you will be living in hell because God will have withdrawn his light. Now, that does not necessarily mean that there won't be photons floating around and you can see each other. But actually, what will happen is that you will become simply a species of physical life forms, and when the physical is gone, everything is gone. You will have managed to kill your souls. The viable life source will have departed with God, Creator. And what will be left will be functioning conscious beings, but that will die out.
Okay, Ron, does that help you?
I'd like to ask one more question.
All right.
How do you prevent this from happening?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
The level is low. He asked, how can you prevent this from happening to yourself?
Well, I can only offer you 60 journals. And I think that the very best is to understand what is God and what you are and how you function and look at the guidelines, measure what you do and how you experience, because God is not interested in your mouth. God and hosts are interested in your soul expression. And most of you, precious ones, are a lot better than you believe that you are. You are experiencing in ignorance, not knowing how to pull away from this physical bombardment set against you. But your soul intent is very pure, very pure. And you are the seekers. You are the ones looking for this truth. And this is why so many will go through so many avenues looking for that truth, only to come down to its simplest form within. God has made sure that you basically instinctively and innately know the laws. You know, check out what you do in the dark places that you don't want anyone else to see. So when one begins to function so that all actions could be in the light, and you would feel good about it rather than have to hide from it, then you're getting on the physical right track, the conscious right track, if you will. And all you need is an attachment with God. That's all. Not hats on, not Joe Blow, not George Bush. As long as you are at peace and in harmony with God, then you've got it. There's nothing else to consider.
Okay, Ron, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for your question. Let us, since you bring up the journals and so on, let me mention there is an 800 number that you can call for information to get the Liberator or information on the journals that are available. These are remarkable books that are very inexpensive, and you really need to avail yourself of these. The number is 800-800-5565. That number one more time is 1-800-800-5565. And let us go now to John. You're on K-Talk, John, with Commander Hatton.
Yes, hello, Commander. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I think you may have alluded to what my question is on your last caller, but what advice would you give to someone who has been meditating and contemplating and trying to go within for years and years to become conscious of the Christ consciousness or God realization or whatever you will, and seem to be frustrated and not getting anywhere?
Well, number one, you're working at it too hard, and you're not aware of what it is you're looking for. I appreciate your asking that particular question, because always you can judge the value of something by how hard the adversary works at removing it from your capability of having. And my brother, Germain, worked very hard at bringing 8 journals called the Pleiades Connections. Actually, I believe that there are 9 in a series. He did not do all of them, but he did the most important ones regarding what is God, what is creation, what are you, how it works. And it does. It explains it exactly how it works, how you meditate to get in touch with this energy form. And I will give you this. It is so exceptional that there is a lawsuit right now trying to ban those books. And America West had to cease all publication, all distribution, and the ones that were in print have now been gotten out of America West, given away, and I believe that that distributor may still have some of them, of that series. I believe, without a doubt, they are the most important books or pieces of information on your planet, period, without exception. And yet, the original information on light was given through this master teacher directly to one called Walter Russell. And Walter then married a woman named Lau, who went basically off of the track and went into meditation seminars. They now call themselves the University of something or other. I believe they're located in Virginia. I'm not even sure of that. I'd have to look it up. I'm really so annoyed with what is happening that I put it aside. It's more Germain's problem than mine. But the best that I can offer you in sincere searching is to get your hands on that set of books. And I'm pretty sure that if you call the 800 number that he's giving you, they could tell you how you might find them. But America West had to completely sever themselves from it. And the only reason that they are still allowed distribution in any way is that the court case was continued until the 17th of August.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, please.
There's so much information out there now about dreams and their importance and how you have to record your dreams and figure out what to do in your life via your dreams. How valid are dreams?
They are absolutely, totally valid, but they are only valid to you.
Okay.
Ones are going to tell you